This just in, going to Hero with the weather report.
It's fucking hot.
Thank you, Hero. Now back to you, Oscar, in the studio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Needs Garlic. Hope you're having a good morning, afternoon, noon. It is freaking hot outside. Hope you're having a great day. How are you guys doing?
I'm melting. It's burning.
I'm doing good here because you got AC.
Yeah, thank God. Imagine if it broke.
My AC broke not too long ago.
Have they fixed it yet?
Yeah, they fixed it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
There's a little thing that collects water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the water collector?
It's supposed to spill, and it wasn't spilling.
So what was it doing? Just holding it?
Yeah, it was just holding it. So that's why it turned off.
So it wasn't draining properly?
Yeah, once it reaches a certain level, it'll shut it off.
Shut what off? No, I was kidding.
Well, you don't have the drip pen underneath?
I don't know how AC things work.
Oh.
I just know
I'll take a look later.
Something got filled up.
As soon as we're done.
And it wasn't draining.
Dang. Well, on the bright side, it is working now. Because lately it's been freaking hot.
Yeah.
Really hot.
Speaking of which, what's your mom's Lethea temperature be?
My what?
Your mom's what?
What they allow the temperature to be?
Oh, it's usually at
or is your dad
72.
Hey,
damn.
A 72? Okay. You?
There you go. I feel like yours is going to be even better.
Mine varies. Highest in.
Who decides? Is it your grandma?
My grandma decides. Because my mom, if it's my mom, it'll be cold, way colder in here. But my grandma likes it hotter or warmer. So the highest will be a 75. But the lowest will be is 72.
Mm. Oh, so you got a really good fan then? Because it feels pretty cool in here.
Yeah, it does, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's a smart fan.
What the fuck?
For real. Yeah, it is. But
control the speed. Fan? Google the weather report.
It's fucking hot. The fan. Yeah. Well, because spoiler alert, this used to be my sister's room, but she used to have. She got this fan, and it came with an app. But I keep forgetting to ask her for the app. You can turn out the lights, adjust the speed, I believe, of the wind, or the wind
of
blades.
The wind.
Yeah.
The breeze.
Yeah.
Does it count as wind if it's inside?
Yes.
No.
Why not?
Ooh.
What if you open the window? That was a tough one. And then wind comes inside.
No, this is wind.
I don't think so.
A fan is creating wind.
I think it's creating fast air.
No, the wind is a motion of air. Therefore, it's creating wind.
I don't know the definition of wind, but it doesn't feel right.
It does feel right. So you're saying it's artificial wind?
Yes.
But it's still wind, though.
No.
Yes, it is, because wind's the name.
We're going to talk about this at work.
No, for real.
This isn't we shouldn't be looking this up.
No, we're doing it right now because
we should be moving on to what we're going to talk about today.
Wind definition, the perceptible natural movement of the
air.
Ooh, he has a point.
Natural.
That was a hard hit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Because the fan's off. There's no wind. There's just air.
But that's not, the fan's not natural.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Technically, wind isn't either because God made it.
Man,
but whatever,
he just
made
Jesus into it.
No, that's not true, because there would have been nothing if it wasn't for God. Checkmate, I win. Anyways, so for today's episode, me, Tweety, and Hero, we're really thinking about, you're wrong, about
our
old versus new. And you're probably wondering, Oscar, what the fuck do you mean? Well, it's simple.
That's what we said.
Yeah, I know. A lot of the times, though, I scroll the tube, right, the televisione, and I always see these new shows, and I watch them, and these aren't really good. I watch Cartoon Network, and I watch Disney Channel, Nickelodeon.
The novellas don't hit.
They don't. They're honestly
not as dramatic.
Actually, the novellas now kind of suck. I mean, now everyone that speaks Spanish is a novella. I don't know. So maybe Tweety, you have a shot. If you learn Spanish, you could be a novella. But
Se dice, ¿dónde está la biblioteca?
I'm kind of turned out right now. No, I was kidding. You know.
Do it again.
But you know what I mean? I just feel I don't know if it's just the audience is changing.
I think our likes, and we noticed more cringy stuff too.
But were we
especially
that cringy?
With kids? I think we were. I think kids shows they're just changing, because I mean, younger creators are making the shows too. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, like the generation's different.
Yeah, it's just following along now.
Yeah, because I know, I don't know if y'all remember the Cartoon Network shows or any cartoon shows. that I watched was like Kids Next Door, Courage the Cowardly Dog, the OG Powerpuff Girls compared to the new ones.
I haven't seen the old ones.
But I don't like the remake. I don't like when they remake shows.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't mind like spinoffs if done correctly, but I don't think you should remake a show. Like, for example, like the one thing I think went really well was like How I Met Your Mother to How I Met Your Father. Yeah. You know, that one was pretty like legit because like so they're far, still How referencing. So far,
How I Met Your Father has been pretty good.
Yeah,
but I haven't seen that one either, so.
You should watch it.
Yeah, it's really good. I recommend it. So, How Much Your Father sponsor us? Hillary Duff, please.
Oh, please.
But
please sponsor us.
but yeah, like stuff like that, like I can appreciate more. If, like I said, done correctly. But whenever like they try remaking Courage the Cowardly Dog, and it didn't even last that long. It
I didn't
like
even know they remade it.
Yeah, they remade it. It was like one season, I believe. I could be wrong. Maybe it wasn't. But I heard people were like shitting on it and like, no, not the OG. And then they were going to redo.
Oh, I've seen like the, where it's not really a redo. I guess it could be, but the Scooby-Doo one, where they took Scooby-Doo out of it.
Oh,
and it was just about Velma.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Velma was kind of like cringe.
Yeah. I mean,
I haven't seen it.
It's because I've seen clips of it, and I feel like they were trying too hard to like target specific audiences. And a lot of people thought of it to be unnecessary,
yeah.
If that makes sense. And I mean, I'm not saying that like health issues or whatever are necessary, but like when you're purposely like targeting that subject, you know, it's kind of like, hey, like we get it, but we don't. It's a kid show. Like we should be able to enjoy it, not worry about like being sensitive. I wouldn't say
probably not a kid show, but it's like a kid's like
kiddish
theme.
Yeah,
like, sort of like
yeah.
It, you're basing it off of a kid show,
mm-hmm. Exactly.
Even though you're trying to be like more mature or whatever, put yeah. different themes into the show.
They have like agendas too.
But yeah, I think it's hard to like make a show mature, like they grow up. Like, I know like we always like bitch about Ash like being like 10 or 12 or whatever, but like if you really think about it, like it would hit different if Ash was like older,
a 21 year old.
Yeah,
it's like bro, you're drinking beer and then you're beating the shit out of little kids with their Pokemon.
Yeah, like you know, like yeah. Stuff like that, well, makes sense.
I
but
think the correct move was to have a new kid.
Yeah.
After a few years, Ash turned 11 after 8 years, and then they could have had a new kid.
You I know, think
it shouldn't it have been though, what 20 years, however long.
Yeah, 25, I believe. No, 25.
But it's like he did all that shit in 1 year, mm-hmm. canonically.
Yeah, like it makes like, no.
It's
sense.
Not even enough time.
Like traveling wise, doesn't make sense. All these regions. You know,
and
like,
I think that's what we want. We want to grasp the reality part of it.
I think they maybe could have aged him like
maybe to 15.
Yeah, 5 years.
He could have gone at least to a 15.
At least been a year inside each region. Mm-hmm. Has it been like 5 different regions? Or
I don't know. I haven't seen the whole thing. But yeah, they should have aged him slowly.
6, 7 regions.
Gens? I don't know if they did like overlapping. So
oh yeah, you're right. Never
mind. I haven't seen like.
They could have done it to where he's about 15, stuff. Though.
Yeah.
Spread
all
I mean, they could have just ended it at 18. Like,
oh, yeah. He just comes back home.
Yeah. And do
some grown man shit.
He wins like he did this recent time, and then he retires.
But what do you think he would do? Like,
he can be.
It would be really cool to see him become a gym leader. That would have been fucking cool.
Yeah. I don't think. No, like I think part of the Elite Four, at least.
That too, but.
I mean, you're talking about someone that beat the undefeated champion. Just to be a gym leader and be beaten by like, you know,
some kid.
Yeah, like you know, like I feel like him. I feel like for Ash's sake, right? They should make him to where like he's kind of like this. I'm not saying unbeatable, but like man, this bitch is hard to beat. Like it takes you to play the game like correctly and then evolve your Pokemon, actually like get their stats up to be able to beat Ash.
Get shit on my Pikachu.
Yeah, I mean, it should be like that. I mean,
yeah.
I know when they remade. I know this is off topic, but when they remade the Diamond and Pearl games, I mean, they made Cynthia freaking hard to beat, like harder to beat than the original Game Boy game. Mm. Or, sorry, DS. Yeah. So it was just very, like, it's possible to make someone kind of close to being OP, but not really.
Yeah.
But, anyways, we're going off topic with Ash. But the point was, like, it's hard. I'd rather see someone age in a show than remake it or do a bad spinoff, in my opinion. Like, the Powerpuff Girls did not. It was not it, like, at all.
I haven't seen a lot of the newer cartoon shows. But as I was getting older, like, the newer cartoons were showing up.
Mm-hmm.
I was already growing out of it. Like, yeah. But I would go back and watch the old ones.
Yeah, they were just not entertaining.
Ben 10?
There were some exceptions, though. Adventure Time, really good.
Oh, yeah, Adventure Time was solid. See,
that
for me
was already, not that I didn't like
it. Dude, it was so funny. But
I just, to me, that's why I was like, no.
Oh,
Gumball. I know I'm like a little bit older.
Gumball, now. Amazing World of Gumball. That was going to be my second
one. I didn't watch it either.
That one was freaking funny. Like, that one, you can like watch it. I don't know. The jokes, the way they would jokes, do the
comedic timing, and like all of it was just like really good.
Yeah.
Like, I heard Gravity Falls was also really
good. Ooh, yes. Yeah. I didn't finish it. Don't, no spoilers, please. Oh, but shit. I did that enjoy was, that like, one a lot.
One of my favorite like modern
cartoons. I was in it. There. No, I was kidding. Yeah.
And
We Bear Bears. Oh.
One thing that.
That one I did actually like. That's one of the newer one that I liked.
See, around that time I was losing cable, so we didn't. I didn't get to see a lot, especially even younger. Like the only time I had
like PBS
was able to watch
PBS had
Cartoon shows. Network yeah. was if we went to my grandma's because she had cable for whatever reason, but nobody else.
Yeah, because she was balling, right?
Yeah, Let she was balling. Shout out, grandmama. But what was I gonna say? But oh yeah, Gravity Falls. It's so good, but he didn't want to keep going with it.
Mm. That's because,
and I understand that because he's like, I already told what I want to tell. I don't want to ruin it. Yeah. I want to end it's on a good note. It's good
when things end, though.
When good, and
but it's just like,
and it's so strong and a good note. Like, I get it if you would have kept going and it was just like, okay, now you're like, you're pushing it. You're like prolonging the inevitable of like having a bad show.
I know, but to say that he's just never gonna try to make another one ever, like,
he could, well, it's I been thought like, he, what? I thought he did though. He made a yeah, it was
He went
was,
to different it shows.
It was part of that world. No, I'm not saying the same Gravity Falls. I'm saying he made a different show. That was part of that, like...
I don't know if it's part of that same universe. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
It's like Beyond the Garden Wall or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. About the gnomes?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's part of the same universe, but... But I think he was creator, he was on that.
Yeah, it's
I think
same.
He was on that shit.
On that
but,
shit.
Oh, sorry. But no, yeah. I just like... Man, it's so good. I want more.
Oh my God,
it's
so good.
Like...
I need to watch it.
You need to watch all these shows.
Yeah.
It was on Disney Plus.
Oh, like Dexter.
I was going to say that was Dexter's that was a good thing that came out of it.
My favorite was Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
Eddie. Yeah.
It was a little weird, though.
It was very
like
weird.
Like, it was a little.
But I feel like we didn't notice till like, now. Yeah. I think back then we were, like, so clueless. And that's the crazy part. Yeah. Like, when you
we
go
were
back.
We just, like, Hero watching movies now. Like, oh lights God. And colors.
Lights and wow. colors on my
That's not
head.
How I watch movies.
A little bit.
Wow. Lights and color,
but I mean it goes the same Sparkle. Way with like live action shows, I guess you can say.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm gonna say it, Lizzie McGuire, Hannah Montana, even Stevens.
Oh yeah.
What else was there? Phil the Future.
That's a Raven.
That's Ooh, a Phil oh dude. Future. That's Raven. She was funny. I like that show a lot.
Every time they would do like the falling thing,
oh,
and
the,
they would just
the
like
dummy?
Switch it with a dummy.
Yeah.
I was like, bro. That's it.
Zach and Cody.
Oh yeah, Zach and Cody.
Sweet.
They kind of pushed it on a deck. Little bit with the on deck one,
but
it
was
still good.
The ending
it was still good. Yeah,
good
yeah.
and way to end the whole.
They didn't sink. No, I was kidding.
Plus, it was my big girl, Debbie Ryan.
Debbie Ryan.
She was my girl back then.
She was
Debbie Ryan. Nah, yeah, Brenda Song,
her
dude.
Her too. I didn't say it.
And
not both.
And Ashley Tisdale. And Mr. Mosby. I was kidding.
The murder.
Yeah.
Mr. Mosby.
Hey. It was legit. No, I was kidding.
What? Have you looked into that case, actually?
I heard it was a myth. No, I was kidding.
Oh. Nah, he killed someone.
I heard he's not real.
Accidentally killed
someone. I heard Mr. Mosby was the friends we made along the way.
The what?
Mr. Mosby was the friends we made along the way.
Okay. Anyways, no, I was kidding.
Fucking
I
bitch.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Yeah, I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I was just... No. Never mind. Anyways.
Yeah, but the older shows, like on Disney Channel...
No, I want to go back to the case.
What case?
So, like, how or why did he kill somebody?
It was by accident.
Drunk driving.
Oh.
He was drunk driving?
I believe so.
In the halls?
Oh, my gosh.
In the
In
lobby?
His lobby?
Not Mr. Mosby. Yeah. But, no, I like those shows a lot. But when I watch Disney now, it doesn't hit the same.
I haven't seen. I know one of them that just a newer one that rings a bell is Ant Farm.
That's still kind of old, though.
Seen,
that's
is
pretty
it really
old.
It's kind of old, yeah, compared to now.
That's from, like, the 20s.
That's, like, China, right? China makes something. McLair?
And there's the one with the superhero kid.
Kid Danger?
Thundermans.
Oh, yeah, Thundermans, too.
I don't know if it was Nickelodeon or...
No, Kid Angel was Nickelodeon. But like when you see like shows like that though, it's
iCarly, Drake and
iCarly goes hard.
Drake and Josh.
Drake
and Josh. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I didn't realize how short it was though.
The Amanda Show? Before she went crackhead.
Oh.
Before she went crackhead.
Before
that's all random?
I feel like everybody was good before they did the crack. So.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh dude, that is like my top number one, like top tier fucking number one. Okay, okay, and
I had a crush on her too.
Quality content.
Who didn't have a crush on her? Was it really Sarah?
Probably like some people that were not into women.
Probably some like newborn babies.
Nah, man. Like, nah, but overall, that show. I'm pretty sure the newborn babies good.
Had. Yeah, it was a good show.
It was. I think a lot of it had to do with, like, oh.
I never finished it though.
You want to know who won?
I think it was. Wasn't it, Max?
You want to know who won?
No.
Can I tell you?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It was Alex. She won.
Oh.
She's the main character, dude.
Oh, come on. Oh, true.
Easy.
Well, technically, Justin won, but because Alex let him, and then she won. They're like, oh, no, like, she let me win. So they're like, okay, well, then you won, so.
What yeah. about anime? Did y'all used to watch anime back in the day?
Anime, before, like,
I know it got expanded. It was kind of like just Dragon Ball Z. And
yeah, I enjoy Dragon Ball Z. Naruto, I try to get into it, but not really. There was one, Yu-Gi-Oh, I guess it's anime, right? Fucking love definitely. Yu-Gi-Oh.
Pokemon too.
Pokemon too, yeah.
And anime has come a long way where it's like a lot more.
It's more popular and more. It's
easier to watch too.
It's more normal. I hate like, to say that, but it is.
It is, yeah. It more sucks.
It's normalized.
Yeah.
It sucks that it's.
It took a while.
We used to get bullied for it. Yeah, for really, anime. Really bad. I never did because I was never that into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know like some people like get beat up, bro.
Yeah, like they would get like.
Messed up.
Been like danger. I was kidding, but I think that like
you're about to get punched into the shot cone juice.
Like,
and I think at that point you deserve it.
Just the way they make the shows too, because like
oh the qualities.
Antes so they used crazy, to have like yeah. filler, to because they didn't want to stop the show.
Oh yeah,
and that's how you got like
those extra episodes that
waited,
you need.
Waited for more manga of, like, to come
filler.
Out.
Yeah,
yeah. Basically. I get you.
Now it's like, well, we're just gonna take a break for a few months, and then you'll get the new season.
Yeah,
and you get like one or two episodes of filler.
It was like the same thing for me though. Like I couldn't watch any of that stuff until I went to my grandma, and there just happened to be Dragon Ball Z playing on Toonami.
I watched it in
Samurai
Spanish.
Jack. I just remembered Samurai Jack.
That shit was good.
That's one of my favorites.
And it was like, I was actually like super scared of the demon guy.
Yeah.
Like the faces he would make, I'd be like,
how do you feel about them like having a long ass break and then they made the last season for Samurai Jack? Like years later.
I need to rewatch it. I started rewatching the first season and I was like, damn, like I would have never understood or appreciated this when I was younger, like how good the storytelling was.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like,
but have you guys seen
SpongeBob? Sorry.
Oh,
SpongeBob. Bob Sponge.
It got worse.
As it did.
It didn't.
But
age all well,
the older ones were funny.
Like season four or five.
100%.
Yeah, I was talking.
Oh,
it's okay though.
You know how many times you've interrupted me?
Yeah, honestly, I think what we should do is just like. Anyways, so yeah.
Wow.
Oh, fuck! Made me forget what I was talking about.
Samurai Jack.
Oh, the creator. He was working. No, he made like another show. It's called Primal. It's really good too.
Oh, it's called Jack Samurai? I'm just kidding.
Sounds familiar.
Primal. It's
Prime, like the Jake?
It's Drake? Like Primal Bitch. Anyways.
Dang, all offended, dude.
Primal Bitch.
Jinx. What the heck? That's 3 for 3 episodes. There was a Jinx. That's crazy. That is crazy. All right, sorry.
Anyways, about a caveman.
I have seen it. That's a good T-Rex. Show.
His pet no. T-Rex. The cartoon one?
Both of them, both of their families die.
Wow, way to bring it out to
because like, of a evil red T-Rex. He kills both of their families. And so they team up and they beat the shit out of him.
Mm.
And then this is about their little adventures. And they're like, it's actually really good. But it's by the same creator. That's
so Tarzan. Up. No, I was kidding.
Okay.
Oh, did you ever watch that old Tarzan show?
I just thought the movie. I didn't
the
like
the George of the Jungle?
Show.
No, Tarzan.
Oh.
Wait, what?
You said George of the Jungle.
Oh.
Oh, you said live action. It's like George of the Jungle?
No, it's not live action. It's I didn't say it was. Show. He just said live action.
I said George of the Jungle. He said, no, not that one. He said Tarzan. Yeah, I said, oh. Tarzan.
It was basically the series, and he was just like, I remember one time. That was really good, honestly.
Why am I so turned on? Yeah.
I like how y'all just let me do it. You didn't say a single word.
We didn't want to interrupt a masterpiece.
I know. That was a really good one. Do it again?
No.
Okay, good, because I don't want you to do it again.
But one time he was fighting like a jaguar lady, and then one time he was fighting dinosaurs, and one time he was fighting a bigger gorilla.
What are you talking about?
It was a series from Tarzan. Yeah.
No, I never saw that.
Me either.
I used to watch it every time before breakfast. Or for breakfast.
Before breakfast.
Before breakfast.
I think that's when
anyways.
It came
out. On your O's. I'm just kidding. No, all right.
Before I ate my onions.
Before I ate my
onions. Orange juice.
I don't mean to change the subject, but how about music?
Music.
Like,
man, back in the day, there were bops from like 2000s to 2010.
Yeah.
I could even go further shit. Than that.
90s?
Further.
80s?
Further.
70s? Further. Anyways. But yeah, but like the artists, man, music has changed so much though. I feel like I could be wrong because there are artists nowadays that still have a message, that have a story they want to tell, and it's good.
Yeah.
But a majority of it is like just like cool beats and nonsense, in my opinion.
Like, I put the bitch.
Back in my day, we had actual music, and it was really good. You know, like we had like oh, dude, Gwen Stefani, Fergie when she was young, the Black Eyed Peas before Fergie.
We don't talk about Fergie after that.
And then after National Anthem,
after that National Tragedy,
and then NSYNC though, going like way back, NSYNC, the Backstreet Boys.
Do you remember the like,
Neo,
early 2000
Chris Brown and
videos?
Rihanna, they hit it off, huh?
Yeah. The early 2000 hip hop videos with the cheese grater background.
Wow.
Oh,
no.
It's always like a shiny metallic in
yeah,
the background.
Yeah, it was like holes and stuff. Like all the hip hop videos had like the. It looks like you were inside of a cheese grater.
Oh, cheese grater. I think it said first grater. No, I was kidding. I was stupid. Oh, hey, yo. Anyways.
You're going to make a Dario joke?
I was going to make a Dario joke.
Oh, Dario, Dario, Dario. You know, it's not our fault Dar was a molester. No, I was kidding.
It's his victim's fault.
Yeah. It's their fault, not his. Anyways, but yeah, the videos, I feel like back then we were like wanting music videos. And now it's just
MTV
like.
MTV died. Freaking MTV used to be badass.
Oh, man, Punk My Ride. Sorry, like so random. Yeah, I'll like Pimp My Ride. Like they get like a car, like.
We heard you like Toaster Strudel, so we put a Toaster Strudel
yeah.
in there. Right?
Sorry, I know it's not music, but I just remember shit. That. And then, but yeah, I think music has changed a lot. But you know how oh my gosh, you know how I've seen like music progress though? Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but I kind of have a favorite band, right? One Republic, Ryan, sponsor us, please. But seeing people like
I'm your son,
like One Republic, Maroon 5, and even like Coldplay, like those are like some of the few bands.
I don't
bands.
Like how Coldplay is.
No,
changed,
but can
but
you just wait for me to see? And he gets mad whenever I interrupt him.
Okay,
yeah, interrupt me like crazy.
No, I know. Shut the fuck. No, I was kidding. Imagine that.
He will stop yamming.
There you go again, talking.
But like you see them, like their music changes with the times, and it's crazy. You go from Apologize to. Like run away, right? That new song they have, but it's crazy. Yeah, you heard it. But
I had no idea what you signed up for.
Oh no, your mama. No, but like, look at, for example, a good one, like Somebody to Love, right, by One Republic, and then compare that to like Apologize or like to like All the Right Moves are Made for You. Like it's changed, but because that's how I see artists. Like they pay attention to like their surroundings, and Ryan obviously and the band's like, we need to keep up with the times, because if not, we're gonna be outdated.
Adapt.
Yeah. Now Coldplay, yeah, hasn't really been like good with it. Maroon 5, man, they've changed a lot from Songs About Jane to like what's the recent one? The
I don't even know.
Is it the Lost One? You know that one?
That sounded like the Clash Royale.
Yeah, it's Clash Royale, bro.
No, like do 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 do.
That's literally Clash Royale.
No.
Shout out Clash Royale.
Can I play a song and I get in trouble? You know, right?
You might.
You're good. Go for it.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say it was. It's
just
this
tell your
one.
Uncle about it later.
Okay, it's Maroon 5. We have no credit, no whatever to the song. So don't sue us. Don't fight us. Don't.
I put Maroon with two R's.
Yeah, because you're dumb.
Just look, play like 5 seconds.
Oh, middle ground.
Oh, wait. Let me. Or not. or not.
I can't hear it.
Hold on. I'm waiting for it to like pop up. Here.
That's the Clash Royale. Bruh,
somebody needs to sue them.
That's the Clash Royale. What the heck?
Wait, wait.
Sorry, so no.
The Clash Royale clip.
Yeah, yeah, open it.
Is the volume up?
Oh, fuck.
No, your volume was off, isn't it?
I don't think so. Fuck, that was a Clash of Clans.
You're so dumb.
There it goes. Wait, I got it.
We're not hearing any. Are you sure your volume is on?
Actually, I might have the music off. Okay, go. Shout out Supercell. All
right, so here it is right here. This is Clash Royale.
No, it's a little
close.
Different.
It's similar, right? But
it's the same movement.
Jonar Clan. I was kidding. But anyways, yeah, that was all the rights to Maroon 5, all the rights to Clash Royale. We had none of it. Don't us. But anyway, so yeah, sponsors. Like, okay. But yeah, I mean, it's just saying like they have songs like Lost compared to like Sunday Morning Rain Is Falling. You know, something like that. So I mean, it's pretty interesting how like music has changed.
Yeah.
Oh, like Sean Paul. Something give it to. I mean, you know, like.
Dwag Girls.
Britney Spears. Oh my God, I'm bald. You know, I mean, it's crazy. I'm like, a lot of people have changed.
She's like, still doing the dance moves, but bald.
If you had to pick an artist that you love so much, what would it be?
It's hard for me. I don't have.
Mine's, I don't know what mine is. No, I was kidding. I'm on Republic. I'm on a. I think Tweety has to be like a Tori Kelly, even though she's. Ridiculous. She's
fucking hater, dude.
She looks more like Weta. I mean, not Weta.
What?
More,
Isn't she Weta, though?
No, she's like half. She's like half and half. Like creamer?
She's mixed. Kidding. She's a caramel.
Caramel. By Toy Kelly.
Caramello.
Caramello.
If it's she has like chamoy, would you like it?
Yeah.
Chamoy? Chamoy mo ni mo. I was kidding.
Chamoy mi noi.
Jeez.
Ah, SpongeBob.
Nah, but I mean, I don't know. I think for whatever reason, we go backwards in music, I'm going to be like, nah, I think that's game over, whatever. Right. But what was that?
Nothing. I was just going to pretend like I was going to say something.
Oh, I was like, I thought you like had something weird. Now, Hero, since you're the oldest of all of us, right, did you ever have like a CD player or like a,
I didn't have a CD
player. Or like a record player from back in the day? Not the vinyls that we have now and all that stuff, but like, you know, the one you had to crank up.
And then you no. Away.
I had like that Soulja Boy?
Oh. I remember Soulja Boy, dude.
Was that what that was?
I was dancing
about?
That in sixth Soulja grade.
Soulja Boy,
that
band, ah.
It was in sixth grade.
For him, like a long time ago. No, I was kidding.
Oh.
Before the prehistoric times.
What year did Soulja Boy come
out? 2006.
Yeah, that was sixth grade for me.
Yeah. Wait, it didn't reach
really sure?
Out? Wait, if I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah.
What the deuce?
I don't think so. You don't feel like I was in like seventh grade.
I feel like I was in like my mom's stomach when that came out.
What, 2008 sounds more like it than that one's in eighth grade.
Is it Soulja?
In 2008, I was an eighth grade hero.
No.
Yes.
I started the year in 2008, eighth grade. I ended it in 2009.
Ooh, I was close. 2007 when it came out.
No, because I would have been going to 2010, freshman year.
2007 was when it came out.
August. You start school in August, right?
No.
Yes. You start school in August.
I'm better.
Whatever year it was, that's school.
That's a school year.
That's the grade I was in.
Oh, so you would be leaving in 2008. I would be starting in 2008, eighth grade. And then leaving in 2009.
No.
No, we were in seventh. Yes. We were in seventh grade. You were in eighth grade.
You left eighth grade.
Eighth grade, August.
And the beginning of 2008.
It was 2008.
No.
And then, yes.
That was us.
No.
You're just 1 year older than us, right?
Grade level.
One
yes.
Grade level. So it would you would have left in spring of 2008,
and we would have like, started. You want to know? You want to know why? Because I started my 12th grade. So? Listen.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
I started my senior year 2012 and I graduated 2013.
That's what I'm saying. You left eighth grade spring 2008. and then we started 8th grade fall 2008.
I left 8th grade spring 2009. And I started 2009 fall in the 9th grade.
So yeah, because our freshman year was 2010, 2011.
Was it?
Yeah.
It wasn't 2009, 2010?
No. No, we were 2010, 2011. Because it was 10, and then it was so fall 10, fall 11, fall 12, and then fall 13, spring 14, we graduated.
I don't think so.
Yeah. What do you mean? So we were
2009, then, 8th grade.
Yeah. And he was a freshman 2009. And then a sophomore, freshman 2010. And then from there, so they graduated, and then boom. So 7th grade, I mean 2007, I don't know why 7th grade. We were still in middle school.
What month did the song come out in?
I don't think it says on here. It just says 2007.
Look on the Google.
What was roughly 7th or 8th grade?
Yeah, it says released 2007. There's no date. So just, oh, I lied. There's a date. May 2nd, 2007.
That sounds like.
So you're going to 8th grade.
So you're like 9th grade.
I mean, you're going to you're going to 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we were 6. Yeah.
I guess I forgot that you're only one grade level, but
it's because my birthday's in September.
It so is?
I would get held back.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's because you're great. Or you it's because of your birthday, huh? Is that what they told you?
When I was in first grade, they wanted to bump me up to third grade.
Why? Oh.
They're like, you need to go from first to third grade.
And they were like, just kidding?
No, I said no.
It was the wrong cosa.
It was the wrong
cosa. I said no because I was terrified.
Oh,
pobrecito.
That was very
well. If we think about it, he would have met like people that are taller than him like sooner if he would have jumped up to third grade.
I wouldn't have met
you. Your ego would have been crushed.
I wouldn't have met y'all, or maybe I would have, but we wouldn't.
In high school,
yeah, I would have been a junior when y'all were freshmen, though.
Damn,
crusty.
Damn, you would have been older.
No, I would have graduated in 2012.
Damn,
you would have been with
that was a fat ass L. You would have had a way better life. You wouldn't have met us. We would have brought
that
you down.
That does sound like a better life now.
You wouldn't have me as garlic.
Oh, shit. Yeah, who would be the third?
Knowing.
It'd probably just be y'all too. Well, whose podcast? Whose idea was it to start a podcast?
I know you told me like you wanted to do like podcasts because you kept hearing them and you're like fascinated by like hearing stories. And I was like, oh, yeah, like I wouldn't mind doing a podcast. Let's do it. And then so we did it. So. But I mean, what's it called? Yeah, I don't think I've ever. I think you told me about it because you knew like it wouldn't be hard for us to talk, or I guess mainly me. But, and then we were table for two.
You're like, you should start a show. It should be your show. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Oh,
you should be
kidding.
The leader. You should be our boss.
You should like tell us what to do.
I'm like your boss, but I can't pay y'all like anything. I'll pay y'all.
So it's like almost like real life.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it is. But yeah, I mean, the whole point of this episode was just to like kind of like sit down and reminisce on like some of the older things that we grew up with and kind of see how many things have changed like
look at
to
that
now.
Cavern.
So like basically from like 1996 for me and Tweety to 2023 and then Hero 94 to like
the age of the internet, Hero of the Stone Age.
Yeah, a little bit. So I mean, I hope you enjoy this episode, guys. I mean, I know. It was a little more chillax this time, but hey,
it do better this time.
We weren't arguing. Hero started both arguments. Did he get
it? I was kidding. I didn't. You were questioning.
That's his temperament.
Yeah, well, man, it's
with
been
age. Too long since I had a chicken sandwich.
It comes with age. Oh my god!
I need another chicken sandwich.
Alrighty, guys. We'll hope you enjoy this episode. I hope we get to hear from you soon by the comments down below.
Is there?
But before we go, we're gonna. Yeah, there is. Before we go, it is time for the song of the week.
Ba-dum-bum.
So you know the drill. So we are going to roll a die. And whoever rolls the highest number gets to select the song of the week. Okay? So here we go. We got boom. Oh, wait. Yo, look at that. Boom. Bada-beep-bop. Pow. All right. So on your marks. I guess.
Are we going one at a time?
Yeah, we can. Sure, why not? Go, Hero.
Oh, winners first.
Who won? Imagine it. All right, ready and go.
6.
Oh my.
Wow. Fuck. You can go next.
God, I'm just not going to roll.
You can still a 6 and tie with me. We could do a tiebreaker.
It's not going to happen.
Not with that attitude. Oh, dang,
yeah. You got a 6.
Suck my ass.
Now I kind of don't want to get a 6.
Come on, do it. Aw, eels. Okay, he rolls out. Alright, let's do this. 5.
That's a good one.
He's rolling. Come on. Come on.
Woo! That's the worst roll ever.
A little bit. It was kind of sad, but we
took all the rolls, that's why.
Oh yeah? Oh yeah?
That's what I needed.
Oh. Well, anyways. This song of the week, 2 for 2. I'm kind of on a roll here. It's by the one and only One Republic, Runaway, the latest single. Hope you guys get to listen to it and enjoy it as much as I do. All right, guys. Well, I'll talk to y'all later with these two over here. No, I was kidding. Bye.
You're still wrong, Oscar.
Their mama's wrong last night. Oh.